This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Communications Network, GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Let me ask you this, because you had the rioters who were there, and some have told police that they were there because the president told them to be there. The president, after the riot started, tweeted that Pence was a coward. What was your reaction when you heard what the president tweeted, and did Pence feel any betrayal from him, given how loyal he's been to the president?
I don't think there was much focus on the tweet at the time. To be honest, the vice president was in a secure location on the phone with Leader McCarthy, Leader McConnell, Speaker Pelosi, and Leader Schumer, trying to figure out how can we get back to work as quickly as we can. And then he was talking to General Milley and to Secretary Miller to say, how quickly can the National Guard get here and fulfill and make sure that this facility is safe? So his focus was really on how quickly can we get back to finishing the work of the American people and not allowing those who had perpetrated those crimes to be victorious on that day.
So did he feel any betrayal? Was he upset at all that Trump didn't call
him? I think the reality is that the president and vice president met. They talked several times before they departed. They departed amicably. The president told the vice president he did a great job for him, and they've spoken since. And so, look, the reality is that clearly there were differences about what the vice president's role was on January 6th. But I think that in that moment, the vice president was focused on doing his job and staying at his post until it was complete.
I've never felt better about President Trump's leading the party than I do right now.
Let's talk about the president. He has a big speech this weekend at CPAC. I know there might be a couple of Republicans that you know that aren't particularly fond of the president. I don't know. Maybe they want to go back to the good old days of the establishment only doing show votes to repeal and replace Obamacare but not getting anything done. I don't think that's the future of the Republican Party. What would you expect the president in this speech to be talking about?
Number one, he will position himself as the alternative to Joe Biden. He will make a speech that will unify Republicans on policy. That I think he's been working the phones. I was with him all weekend. He wants us to win in 2022. And stay tuned. I think you're going to see over the next couple of months Donald Trump lead the Republican Party on policy and give us the energy we need to take back the House and the Senate. The Democrats are doing their part. If we could get behind President Trump and follow his lead, we will win in 2022. If we argue with ourselves, we're going to lose, and there's no reason to lose.
I played those clips because those are big deals. Everything Pence does is extremely calculated. Everything Lindsey Graham does is extremely calculated. They're very calculating individuals. And they are members of the globalist establishment. They want America to be dominant over the global system. But they support a lot of the evil aims of it, but they are light years better than the totally satanic Democrats and the Chi-Coms, obviously, in the EU. But they're survivors. Mitch McConnell is a Chinese agent, so he's pure evil, obviously. But to have them come out, and I've got a bunch of other clips that are similar, and all signal that they support Trump, that's because they don't want Trump to start a third party that would destroy the Republican Party and put the Democrats in total command. So if Graham and Pence were completely evil, this is an exercise in kissing their ass. I'm just breaking down real politique, you know, Machiavellian way, their perspective. It doesn't mean I agree with this. I'm playing devil's advocate from their mindset. It's like when I'd say, well, Trump thinks if he gets the vaccine out quicker, they'll unlock the economy faster. Doesn't mean I agree with Trump pushing the vaccine, one of the worst things he did. But I get why he did it from his perspective. I don't play Machiavellian things, but I engage in Machiavellian analysis so you can see where these guys are coming from. And Trump's not very Machiavelli. He's more straightforward, but he does engage in some of that type stuff, and he's not up to speed on what mRNA vaccines are versus standard ones, but that's just an example. The point is, it is a big deal to have Pence and Graham come out and kiss the ring. So we'll talk about where we're going forward at this point. This is really good news. Stay with us.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 months, 6 months, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday. February 24th, the year is 2021. All right, I have some very good news for you. Very good news. In the sea of troubles, we are on board the ship of truth. We have God on our side. As long as we keep the North Star fixed, we are going to make it through this one way or another. Let me give you the good news here on the Alex Jones broadcast. Before I tell you about the big guest, several big guests we've got joining us here today in the second, third, and fourth hour. We have seen major polls come out that are scientific showing 90-plus percent of Republicans see Trump as the leader of the party. We have other mainline polls out of USA Today, the New York Times, and others that show between 75 and 86 percent and a whole other bevy of polls showing similar numbers. So here's the deal. Trump had about 80% support amongst Republicans in real internal polls from the pollsters I talked to, and that's what I saw on the street, before they stole the election. The Democrats are really scared, folks, because when you send somebody into exile, when you steal something from folks, it doesn't make them hate it. It makes them like it. We've all heard the saying that distance makes the heart grow fond. Familiarity breeds contempt. And now, hey, Trump's been gone a month and a half, or a little over a month, and already gas prices have exploded. Already the stock market's going down. We have the Transgender Health and Human Services ugly fat dude with curly hair saying his main mission is to chop your son's penis and testicles off. I mean, this is a family show. That's what they're announcing. Literally coming for scalps. Native Americans sometimes, you know, I guess as the French taught them how to do it, prove they killed people, bring us some scalps. Well, this dude's like, hey, I'm coming for scalps. Our mission is to chop your five-year-old's balls off. I mean, you talk about a scary horror movie character. Oh, and by the way, Biden's got his executive orders about dudes can compete in women's sports. Oh, but Lance Armstrong couldn't take testosterone to out-testosterone men, but a man can go with testosterone, bones that are twice the size, muscles that are three times stronger on average, and then go, that's equality. And finally, women are clicking to this, that this isn't about empowering women. This isn't about empowering men. This is about breaking up the family and then breaking up the genders themselves. So we have all that going on. And so people are realizing this, and they are understanding this, and they are getting it. Now, there's a parallax view here, or a paradox. And it's that people keep saying, hey, Democrats are leaving in droves to Republicans. Hey, there's a massive awakening. Biden can hardly talk. There was already a massive awakening. Trump won in a gigantor landslide. Gigantor. That's how they had to wait till the polls closed to go cheat to find out what to beat. Because it was just, and that's why the spike had to be, you know, five times all the voting of the day, because it was just ridiculous. And they had to do it down and dirty in front of everybody, because these globalists already sold us out to China and others, and these are deals that have been made, and they're all Chinese agents, basically. The globalists use China to corrupt people here. The globalists are above the Chinese, but they're Chinese agents. They're all blackmailed. That's why they're so scared. That's why they'll do anything. So they tried with the Capitol to have a big bloody event with their Antifa provocateurs. That was even testified to in Congress yesterday by the police chief that resigned. He was ordered by the main chief to send half the police to traffic control. They were the victims that day. They were not part of a conspiracy, like General Honoré says, working with Trump supporters. They were outgunned, outmanned, when Antifa and federal Southern Poverty Law Center type infiltrators went into their groups and provocateured a minority of people to break into the Capitol. And there was meant to be attempted arrest of Pelosi. Death was meant to happen. That's how they used the Q operation to confuse everybody and to make them think they were taking orders from Trump. But less than 0.1% of the million people that showed up to hear Trump actually took the bait and did it. And just like in other capitals, when leftists have taken them over, once things got violent, at a certain point, the police stood down after they were able to get the Congress into the basement. Now, if you got near the basement, they shot you. You saw what happened to Ashley Babbitt. It's a sad story, but they were told anybody comes through to the entrances to get to the basement, you kill them. And I'm not defending that. It was wrong, but this was a hysteria. Things got out of control. And so now, as Mark Twain said, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. Now, a month plus later, a month and I guess 4 days later, or I guess that was the inauguration, was a month ago, it was a month and a half ago or more, January 6th, people now are understanding, wait, CNN paid $70,000 along with others to Jaden X? He bragged that the left was infiltrating and wearing Trump gear? And they've got other undercover videos, and wait, we got video of them Antifa putting on their MAGA gear? And wait, we've got documents where the feds provocateured this? Yeah. And so that's all coming out, ladies and gentlemen. And so stealing the election, doing this to Trump, doing this to the American people, isn't going to make Trump weaker. It's going to make Trump stronger. And it's going to make everything Trump does stronger. So sure as the sun came up this morning, I got an email from the Southern Poverty Law Center saying, you know, we've got witnesses that you hate Trump and that you hate your listeners. All that is an attempt. We're going to run a story that you hate Trump and hate your listeners to drive a wedge, hoping Trump's dumb enough to think I hate Trump and hoping I'm dumb enough to then hate Trump. And then they use as a quote a film I was in where I said I have a love-hate relationship. I support President Trump, don't like some of the things he does, and I've been persecuted for supporting him, so half of me hates Trump. Well, that's a true statement. But these people parse words and manipulate. But what I never did was say that I despise my audience. I'm like a man thrown into the ocean in the middle of nowhere, and all I've got is a life raft, and the listeners literally are the life raft. You literally keep us on air. You defend us in the fight. I want to keep fighting. We're all together. I'm your life raft. You're mine. But again, it's that same thing. What are they trying to do? Cut Trump out of the Republican Party so he's not the leader. Trick Trump into doing a third party led by a bunch of rhinos and the Lincoln Project, the pedophile project, and the former RNC head that heads it up. And so all of that is unfolding. And I told you 6 months ago about the Lincoln Project. I said, I could take one look at those guys and tell you they're a pedo operation. Those pedos all look the same, man. And they're all compromised. And I happen to know even more about some Lincoln Project people information. I'm going to leave it at that. But if they're having sex with gay hookers, that's their issue. But then they can't be compromised. It's going to have to be exposed. And they sure as hell can't do it on taxpayer money. So, yeah, you got a bunch of those Republicans going to gay strip clubs and screwing trannies and screwing dudes, okay? And that's the Lincoln Project, okay? And if they challenge me, I'll just release the information. How's that sound? So That's what's going on here, is a bunch of compromised individuals, ladies and gentlemen, that are traitors against this country, infiltrated by the CCP and others, and they're trying to cut Trump off from us and cut him away from us and us away from him, and it's not working, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is an idea now. Did he do a perfect job? Absolutely not. Was he wrong on some things? Yes. But he's an idea of populism and Americanism, and they want that shot down, and they want that defeated. And so we have to champion that and hold that up, because it's bigger than Trump. He's now a symbol like the American Eagle. So is InfoWars. And there's a battle over that symbol. That's why your support of us is paramount. And the enemy can't stand the fact that we're not on the air. So it's all coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all coming up today. And Sacha Baron Cohen, not an American, but he meddles in our elections, who says he wants me arrested, and Mark Zuckerberg arrested, he cannot admit it. He helped cover up the Chinese espionage. We're going to play the video. He helped cover up Chinese espionage. Woo! That boy's a bad man.
Black. Rolling.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get his view about canned hunts. I don't think they're a good thing. But at the same time, I think about George Soros and Bill Gates and the medical tyranny and Jeffrey Epstein and them trying to manipulate our DNA and this weird cult they're in. I think of him pulling the needle full of those toxic chemicals, getting ready to inject it to you and your family, and then to watch the media cover up the adverse effects. Somebody's put a music video out with that Megadeth song, Countdown to Extinction, with the articles and the studies and the actual Bell's palsy and the paralyzation and the death and all the rest of it. Okay, let me get back to what I was hitting on that's so huge. If Trump goes out and Trump rallies the states and Trump makes his main focus election fraud and gets legislatures to pass specific laws prohibiting these illegal ballots, they've already got laws saying you can't do it. But laws with teeth in it to prosecute governors and others that make these consent decree agreements, then we're going to be able to stop the globalists. Because, of course, blue-collar Americans, black, white, Hispanic, everybody else, are flocking to Republicans right now with the shutdown of the Keystone Pipeline and the dying of the stock market. Their 401k is going down 30% in just a month. People really get it. And they see that Biden can hardly talk, and they know he's a puppet. And so the system needs to destroy Trump. And to do that, they're going to want to stage false flags. To do that, they're going to want to shoot up schools, shoot up churches, shoot up universities, shoot up shopping malls, and claim that right-wing militia slash racist did it. And that's what all the preparation is, and everything you see is about using the Pentagon and the FBI against the American people. They're having a second round of hearings, admitting it all. But what they wanted to come out at those hearings isn't. They had the former chief of police there, who was not in control because he had half his officers taken away, trying to blame him for it. And then when he's asked about it, it's true. Yes, known Antifa did promote online their plan to attack for months before. And we've aired you the Sunshine Project videos where they had the maps of the Capitol and how to break the windows and how to get weapons in and how to kidnap people and how to use guns on Congress. And these are academics and federal employees. The FBI is not going to arrest them. The FBI is not going to their houses when they're all promoting it on those videos I played for you. The name of the report that has it all in it is Democrats Confess to Staging January 6th Capitol Attack. It's the featured video, or if it isn't, move it back to the top, please, at band.video. And it's all right there. And last time I checked, it's only got like 250,000 views. Can you pull it up for me? It needs 10 million views. It's undercover video and audio of Antifa admitting they staged as Trump people and then dressing up like Trump people and going and then tricking a few hundred to join them. Now, only 274,000 views And I'm not bitching at anybody, but that's pathetic. Ugh, I mean, it's a 20-minute video. It proves it all right there. Simply mind-blowing. We show you the clips. We lay it all out. So, the only hope the globalists have is massive false flags to blame us and then try to start some civil war and then have gun confiscation, which Biden admits he wants, which will cause a real conflict, which, again, the globalists want to collapse the U.S. to consolidate control of it into the world government. They're already positioning the dollar to fall. They're already shutting off our energy. They're already demoralizing our children. They're already bankrupting everything. They're already trying to keep us locked down forever, just like Europe, but China's open for business. It's all happening. And we need governors and legislatures and Congress to get it. And we need to not throw people overboard like Ted Cruz because he took his kids to Cancun when Governor Cuomo killed 16,000 old people on purpose. We need to get serious here, ladies and gentlemen, and understand our enemies want Trump destroyed. They want InfoWars destroyed because we're standing in the way of you and your family. And make no mistake, InfoWars is standing in the way of the New World Order. And I know most of you know that, and I appreciate you. But people need to have that burn in. Because I think all the time about downsizing or cutting back or giving up, just because I've done this so long that it totally possesses me, and so I have no life. But that's only a thought. I would never do it because I have a responsibility to take these creatures on. So I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and play you Sacha Baron Cohen on TV bragging that he released the Giuliani video, of Giuliani taking his microphone off. And let's just face it, he assumed the position of a young, eighth woman, wanted to have sex with him. He's a horn dog. He's well known. It's not a secret that Giuliani, I mean, I'm going to leave it at that. They're of age women, okay? It's not illegal. But the point is, she's asking him to take care of him, wanting all over him, and he was getting the mic off, but he was like, okay, lady, I'm laying back. The point is, it's not an underage girl. He wasn't killing old people in a nursing home. He was trying to open the economy back up and expose election fraud. And Cohen admits he released that to stop the news about the laptop, which is Chinese communist takeover and Hunter Biden and missing people and sex with his niece and just everything else. So that's who Cohen is, a monstrous creature. Now, look at him. An un-American, not an American. He wants your guns. He wants your speech. And he comes over here and pisses on us and does it all behind the First Amendment. Sick. We're going to go to break, but I've got a big announcement I want to make. We have a Get Prepared While You Still Can giant super sale that I won't have time to get to during the minute I have before we go to break. But it is up to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Haven't done that in the new year. It's a big deal. 40% off Turbo Force, clean 10-hour energy. 50% off X2, the cleanest, best iodine you're going to find. So essential. Fortify your supply. The time to stock up and save is now. Free store-wide shipping on Alexa Pure Breeze, on Alexa Pure Water Filtration, on the storable food free shipping, on top of 10% off. We're just doing that sale because they weren't going to authorize one for at least 6 months, but they said because of the disaster, they're doing it. They're taking out of their meager profit to help us stay on air. Highest quality storable food, 10% off and free shipping. That's a huge part of the cost with storable food because of the weight. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's just only going to run for 1 week, and that's it. It's all we can do. And there's a bunch of other items that are 25 to 50% off and free shipping. Just amazing. But 10% off the storable food because there's not 50% profit in it, so you can't do 50% off. There's 10% off and free shipping. That is as big as it ever gets. They never do that. We're with the lowest price on high-quality food anywhere in the world right now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I think Sacha Baron Cohen. When I think about Monster, I think about Sacha Baron Cohen. When I think about hypocrite and fraud and scam artist, I think about Sacha Baron Cohen. He comes to this country. He runs around for decades posing as an immigrant from Eastern Europe and Central Asia and other places. And then he tries to degrade Americans, hardworking blue-collar people, particularly white folks. And he goes and sings, you know, at 2 a.m. in a bar, people are drunk, and changes the lyrics at the very end once they've been singing with him for 5 minutes. Throw the jewel down the well so my country can be safe. So my country can be safe. Now, those shows were successful. America was still asleep back then. But his latest shows have been total failures. His Showtime program had like 200,000 viewers, total joke. That's nothing. And then his movie was a big flop, too. And I did watch it. And it's one time after another he tries to set somebody up politically. Oh, because it's Hollywood, it's cute. He tried to have sex with Ron Paul. And Ron Paul fought him off. That's not an attempted sexual assault by some pervert. No, that's just Sacha Baron Cohen. It's so cute. He's got free speech. Ugh. Just thank God you're not him. So, get him off the screen. He's hard to look at. He's a predator. He can't even hide the fact he's a predator. He's a genetic psychopath, folks. So, like most psychopaths are, it's genetic traits. And it's very sad that he just doesn't have a connection to God. And so with him, it's all about deception, all about setting you up, all about getting the kid in the back of the car, all about tricking the woman in the car, all about tricking somebody in a hotel room. You see, the stuff that smart psychopaths, though, do it through vaccines like Bill Gates does. They do it through poison drugs. They do it through institutions so they get away with it, but they still enjoy it just the same way as a retail psycho likes to kidnap your child out of the backyard or your wife and take them to a dungeon and torture the living hell out of them because they enjoy it. So he went around in his movie to patriot events, conservative events, and then he would start saying anti-Semitic and racist stuff, and they would throw him out. He still edited it and said they didn't. So he needs to be sued for defamation. And so he's Mr. False Flag. That's what it is when you go to a bar on Friday night and people got their paycheck and they're drunk and you sing funny songs and then change the last chorus and the last lines to throw the Jew down the well. And people are like, what? So you can demonize America because you're a racist that hates Christians. You're a racist that hates America. You're a racist that thinks you own this country. You're a parasite. So you wear your overalls and you get up there and you do all this because you're a predator. And it's who you'll always be. So, like a clown, you know, dress up like clowns. You get the kids in the back of the car. It's all, I love funny clown. That's all the psycho can do is a clown and a few other faces. But the real face, that photo they showed earlier, where he looks like Brian Stelter, where he looks like a freaking demon. You'll float, too. Oh, yeah, there's clowns. There's everything down here. So he says this, and we're going to play the clip. Now, that's the real face right there. He's like, how do I oppress you? How do I rip you off? How do I scam you? You deserve it. I'm going to get it over on you. I'm going to hurt you. I'm the good guy, though. I'm the high and mighty. You got to bow down to me. I'm better than you. I'm superior than you. I'm your God. You've got to live the way I live. You got to use the words I say. I control your speech. I'm going to arrest Mark Zuckerberg. He called for his arrest. Call for my arrest to defend America. It's the Pied Piper. So just like Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters and broke in the Capitol to frame us, and to get a few hundred Q idiots that actually thought Trump wanted this to follow in, he's running false flags. It's what Cohen does. So here he is admitting that he released early the Giuliani footage to kill the Hunter Biden story with him saying, I'm under the control of Chinese intelligence. People are missing. People are dying. I'm under criminal investigation. Southern District of New York. Him naked with his niece, pedophilia, reportedly child porn all over it. And here's Cohen to the rescue to cover that up. So he's not just helping the communist Chinese. He's helping cover up the pedophilia, the child porn, all of it. And how's he do it? With a young model trying to give Rudy Giuliani a massage, trying to get all over him. They studied their target. They knew who he was. And Giuliani's like, okay, I'm taking my mic off. I'm laying back. Lady, you want to do it? Do it. Consensual. He's a lawyer. Puts his hands back. He was trying to have sex with her. Oh, but they know how us conservatives are. Oh, he's a devil now. We're done with Giuliani because he's a well-known womanizer. But what a little kid was it? No, separately before she came in, she said she was an adult reporter. Outside, Cohen said, this is my daughter, this is my little girl, but she's too old to have sex with. I only have sex with little kids. He says it in the movie. Who's promoting pedophilia the whole time, setting Giuliani up so you remember 1 minute before she's a little girl, but she's not a little girl. Looks like she's about 30. So they can imply Giuliani's the pedophile because they're covering up for the pedophile. Laptop, Jeffrey Epstein, Wiener, Biden, Hunter, all of it. See how it works? Because he's not creative as a psychopath. He just knows how to invert reality. because he's better than you. He's smarter than you. He rules you now. And if you let him, he will hurt you. So let's go ahead and let him tell you about how he covered up the communist Chinese and the pedophiles.
You know, what we did with Rudy was crucial. I mean, we made the movie to have an impact on the election. The movie came out a couple of hours before the final presidential debate. On that day, Rudy Giuliani was in charge of undermining President Biden. At that point, he was not President Biden, with this hard drive of material that was supposedly showing that Biden was part of a crime family. So, yes, our movie came out on that day, and instead of Rudy undermining the president, the new president, he was on the back foot, explaining why he had his hand down his pants. So ethically, oh, I can stand by that all day long. Is the movie as a whole ethical? Yes. You know, we did it because there was a deeply unethical government in power, and there was no question as to we had to do what we could to inspire people to vote and remind people of the immorality of the government prior to the election.
The immorality. So she's all dressed up like a 30-something hot lady, putting her hands all over him, saying, let me give you a massage. But before he walks him in, she says, she's a little girl. So the audience is dumb, he thinks, and goes, oh, that's a little girl. These people are sick, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not even defending what Giuliani did, but he's red-blooded. And that's why he's a fighter. But that doesn't even matter. Again, here's Cohen admitting that, oh, he's moral and Trump's immoral. He wanted to expose the immorality of this administration. He's so good. He's so high and mighty. And then in the middle, Cohen runs in dressed as a transvestite to make the whole scene even more bizarre. Because at that point, Giuliani wasn't going to have sex with her. He was brushing her off. He didn't take the bait. He almost did. And that's how these people operate. A spy against America, an enemy of our free speech, saying, get rid of our speech, our most cherished right, once our guns do, while he's the big Hollywood defender of speech and uses speech to carry out criminal operations. We're going to come back in the next hour, and I'm going to play. Well, hell, let's just go to it now. Here's the Capitol police chief talking about Antifa.
A clear lack of accurate and complete intelligence across several federal agencies contributed to this event, and not poor planning by the United States Capitol Police. We rely on accurate information from our federal partners to help us develop effective security plans. The intelligence that we based our planning on indicated that the January 6th protests were expected to be similar to the previous MAGA rallies in 2020, which drew tens of thousands of participants. The assessment indicated that members of the Proud Boys, white supremacist groups, Antifa, and other extremist groups were expected to participate on January 6th, and that they may be inclined to become violent. Based on the intelligence that we received, we plan for an increased level of violence at the Capitol.
And that's we'll be right back with the full clip. Stay with us, hour number two, straight ahead.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. We take a lot of digs at the media on this show, and we do it for two reasons. It's fun, and they deserve it. Recently, we've watched with growing amusement as our media gatekeepers thrash around in a frenzy of foaming hysteria over the possibility that someone somewhere might dare to present facts or form opinions without their express written permission. Freelance thinking is what they hate most. It's a threat to their monopoly. They can't say that out loud, so instead they call it disinformation. Disinformation is the real threat, says the guy who thinks his union has the contract on bringing you the news. It's ridiculous. But before you judge these people, take a moment and feel some compassion. Consider how they might be feeling right about now. Imagine if you had spent 30 years making a good living as a car mechanic, and all of a sudden GM invents an engine that anyone can fix at home with a screwdriver. You'd be upset. That's how CNN feels about the internet. It's exposing their scam. Naturally, they're a little irrational about it.
Millions of Americans clinging to conspiracy theories. This is all evidence of radicalization. And that's not easy to say. It's not an easy word to use. But it's way past time to talk about this honestly. No one should tiptoe past this predicament. Disinformation networks like QAnon are causing people to lose touch with reality.
Disinformation networks? That doesn't sound like a misleading social media post. It sounds like a terror cell. And it sounds that way on purpose. The thing about disinformation they're telling us is that it's not simply harmful to you personally. It's not like eating a pint of Ben and Jerry's or sneaking a smoke while the kids are at school. No, disinformation isn't a sin, it's a crime. Disinformation hurts everyone. It's an offense against this country. Disinformation is an attack on America, and not just on America.
but more critically, on something called our norms.
Our norms are so out of whack that it has become surprising when good things happen.
Even after 4 years of us talking, you know, night after night about the norms that are being shattered.
He is doing everything to shred every one of these norms.
We can't allow these kind of democratic norms to be shattered.
So we have abided by these norms, but this president is just real, in this administration, just blown right through those norms.
Not since the Red Scare have once good men and women been dragged into this kind of sabotage of our democracy and social norms.
Our norms. Shattered, shredded, crushed, destroyed, blown through. Why is it always our norms that are the first to be attacked? Maybe because our norms are democracy's first responders. They run to the sound of gunfire. Norms are like the young lieutenants in Vietnam walking point through the rice paddies, exposing themselves to fire in order to save the platoon. It's a dangerous job being a norm, and never more so than now. You thought underwater welding was a treacherous gig? You feared for the guys who fix antennas on skyscrapers? That's nothing. Imagine being a norm in today's America. They don't last long. Okay, we'll stop. It's all pretty amusing and it's hard to resist. Our norms! Our norms! On the other hand, if we're being completely honest here, and we strive to be completely honest, we have to admit there is a kernel of truth in what they're yelling about. There is disinformation out there, and it does hurt people. It makes people stupid, for one thing, but it also impairs their ability to make wise decisions. You can't know what to do next if you don't know what's really going on. A lot of people in this country are in that position right now. We saw evidence of it just this week. We read a research paper called How Informed Are Americans About Race and Policing? It was published by the Skeptic Research Center. Check it out online if you have a minute. It's a pretty amazing document. The researchers asked people to estimate the number of unarmed African Americans who were killed by the police in 2019. Here are the results. 44% of Americans who described themselves as liberal believe the total number of killed was, quote, 1,000 or more. More than 1,000 unarmed African-Americans gunned down by cops. Is that true? Well, as it happened, we have definitive statistics on this. They're publicly available. You can find them in about a minute. The actual number of unarmed African-Americans killed by the police in 2019 was 27. So more than 1,000 versus the reality of 27. Quite a spread. And it was not an anomaly. The rest of the study found similar results. Self-described liberals, for example, believe that a strong majority of people killed by police in 2019 were African Americans. The actual percentage was less than half that, closer to 25%. These are not small mistakes. A lot of Americans are completely and utterly misinformed, and that has actual consequences.
Knocking it out of the park again. But when we would try to put out those crime statistics, we were banned. They would say, it's disinfo to show an FBI statistic that in the year 2018, 14 black men were killed by police in wrongful shootings. And the total number was like 20-something overall. Okay, let's say they were all wrong. It's like the rarest way to die if you're a black man is the police. Does that mean there aren't some racist cops? Does that mean sometimes you don't get driving while black? Absolutely. You can get driving while white in the wrong neighborhood. I was growing up in Dallas, and the only place you could get beer was a black neighborhood. The cops would pull me over and go, what are you doing over here? Buying beer, aren't you? A couple times they took it away and dumped it out. That was back when the cops were a lot nicer. Maybe if I was black, I'd have gone to jail. I don't know. The point is the rarest way for a black person to die is from a cop. But the very globalists taking the health care away and destroying the country and bringing all the fentanyl in that's killing millions of people. Oh, and the massive suicide among black males and white males, the highest groups kill themselves. That's all not a problem. But the reason I played that Tucker piece was because he has the best analogies. And by the way, he doesn't need the help of any writers to come up with that. Tucker's really smart. And that's the best analogy I've ever seen. Is CNN cannot compete with the fact that the internet has distributed the means of production to everybody, so everybody can have a voice. So no matter how many people they remove off of the air or off the internet, more will just fill their place because there's a vacuum there, and no one wants to see CNN. CNN's top shows have a 500,000 viewers, and they're force-fed into cable systems and TV systems and hotels and bus stops and train stops and airports. And in public school across the country, in first and second period, depending on the school, they make you watch 15 minutes of CNN. When I was a junior in high school, they said, oh, we got a grant from CNN and the federal government, and every classroom got a television and cable, and you had to watch CNN propaganda. And by the way, the CNN propaganda they were showing me, however many years ago that was, I got out of high school. Let me see, I was 17, 18 then, I'm 47 now. That was a long time ago. It was a lot like what you see on the news now, because they weren't on CNN outright in 1992 saying white people are inherently evil and America is bad. But when I was going to Anderson High School in North Austin, you know, a couple years in Dallas, a couple years here, they would literally show you 15 minutes of basically Marxist-Leninist crap. And so they don't know what to do, because no one wants to watch them, and they sit there and wring their hands, and they go, you know, there's all these radicals, and they believe in disinfo, and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the New York Times had an article out, we covered a few days ago, saying, do not engage in critical thinking, do not research what people claim unless it's the New York Times. And then they link to a list of recommended trustworthy news. Can you imagine if you told your wife, honey, don't talk to any friends, don't read any newspapers, don't go outside, you just stay here and only listen to me? She'd say, I'm out of here. Or if your wife tried that, or did with your children, or anybody, it's called a cult of authoritarians. And they know they've lost the public. They know the world's moved on. And so they're now labeling us, like when your wife leaves you, is walking out the door, your husband, oh, you're a Nazi because I broke your nose. Or you're a Nazi because I was cheating on you. Or you're a terrorist. And they're packing the car up. They're packing the station wagon up. Bye, I'm out of here. Leave me alone. They're like, shut up. You're evil. You're bad. Come back to me. Come back to me. You got to stay with me. Only listen to me. In fact, come back in the house. I'll tie you up in the basement so you can't ever go away. I mean, they've now hit that. And now they're like, we need to put tens of millions of people in re-education camps. We need to train the public to submit to us. We need to make them come back. We need to have General Honoré in the military get them. But we can't trust the military either. Why, they're even more white supremacist. It's a joke. And you get around these neurotic, crazy leftists, CIA, FBI, all of them. They're in their own weird little bubbles. And then they think we're all in a bubble. And they all think threatening us and coming after us is going to make us back down. It's not. So it's a very explosive situation. We'll cover it all in the next hour. We have the gentleman that went through Canadian Customs and said, I'm not doing your PCR fraudulent test that went viral. Mr. Sky's joining us. And then one of the most popular guests we have on, Steve Quayle, is going to be joining us. And then John Rappaport. Please don't forget, store-wide free shipping. Now, we haven't done this in a while at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Store-wide free shipping and 10% off of storable food.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at